Most of you are a little fidgety tonight. I know this, you can't sit still. You have to learn to sit quietly, still, peacefully by yourself. The mind does not like to keep still. It wants you to be active. The mind wants you to worry about one thing or another. And never to remain still. For if you remain still, the mind becomes quiet, quiescent. It becomes weak. And it finally dies. Then you'll be free. But most people don't like that. If you look at yourself in retrospect, you would see that you're either watching television when you're sitting down at home, or listening to the radio, or reading a newspaper, or a comic book. You always have to be doing something. You're afraid to sit still when there's nothing to do, just to sit still and forget about the world completely. You feel guilty. When some of you go to a movie, you're already planning what you're going to do after the movie, before the movie ends, in your mind, aren't you? You think, well, we'll go here to eat dinner, or we'll go to this restaurant, we'll go see this play. And when you're eating dinner, watching a play, you're already planning to do something else. In other words, you don't want to be caught between where there's nothing to do. You're afraid of being that space between things, where there's still emptiness, where there are no thoughts. And yet, this is exactly what you must do to become free and liberated. To be in that place where there's no thinking, no thoughts. I welcome you with all my heart. I love every one of you unequivocally. I don't care what you do, what you've done in the past. Whether you've been a bank robber or a prostitute, it makes no difference to me. I still love you just the way you are. All is well. You're in the right place, going through the experiences that you have to go through. There are no mistakes. If you learn not to react to the conditions, you will find that the conditions will change by themselves. True. This is the truth. I'll repeat it again. If you do not react to conditioning, then the conditioning will change by itself. But if you react to conditioning, by the very reaction, you're causing the condition to inflate. Because by reacting, you say, I want more of that. When you become angry over something, upset, what you're really doing is saying to the world, to the universe, I want more of that. Because the universe accepts the emotion that you give out. It doesn't care why you have this emotion, it just gives it out and it comes back to you. Therefore, one of the first things you have to learn is not to react to anything. I know it sounds strange in this world not to react. After all, you say, this is happening to me, I can't be a doormat for anyone. I have to act, I have to take some action. It's not up to you to take any action. Yet action will be taken. But you have absolutely nothing to do with it. Ponder this. If your body is meant to take some sort of action, it'll take the action it has to take. But it has absolutely nothing to do with you. You are free from all action. Mentally. Never concern yourself what you're going to do tomorrow. What's going to happen to your life next week. What will happen is supposed to happen. In accordance with your karmas. Yet it has absolutely nothing to do with you. For you above and beyond karma. Experience. Of any kind. But if you react to it, you're causing further karma to come to you. The very anger you show, or the disillusionment you have. Your job is to be still and quiet, and not react to anything. You don't even think about it. Try to analyze what I'm saying. Just feel what I'm saying in your heart. Your heart knows what to do. Your heart has all the answers. I'm speaking to your heart. Your heart is full of love. Goodness. Peace. Joy. Listen to your heart and you never go wrong. But listen to your mind and it'll cause all kinds of earthquakes, cataclysms, problems. Sunday we were discussing a virtue called patience. And I will continue that discussion. Because patience is a virtue we all have to attain. Very important virtue. What is patience? Most people believe patience when you become still and all kinds of things happen to you and don't react. There's the patience of Job. Who cares about Job? I really suffered a lot. I went through all kinds of weird things. We don't care about Job, do we? But patience is actually this. Removing the obstacles in your way that prevents you from knowing yourself is the definition of patience. Removing the obstacle in your way that prevents you from knowing yourself. For instance, you get up in the morning and you say, I gotta do these things today. I have a lot of work to do today. Remind yourself, who has a lot of work to do today? I do. Well, who am I? And you become still and quiet. This is patience. little by little removing all the obstacles around you that have been causing you problems, and then reacting to them to suspicions. Saying to yourself, not this, not this, nothing, nothing. Whatever befalls you. You observe, you watch, you look, but you remain still and quiet. This is patience. Not listening to local gossip. Listening to rumors. Or being afraid of something. This is patience. In other words, you have the patience to be still. The patience to be quiet. And allow the world to kind of fall in on you in any way. Whatever the world has to give you, take it with a smile. Don't concern yourself about it, worry about it at all. You are not born to cry or have any problems. Even if you believe you're a human being, which you're not, you're supposed to have happiness in your life, total happiness, freedom, joy. If you don't, it's your own fault. You're not taking the happiness being given to you, free of charge. The world cannot really give you any happiness. The world is a world of reality. Happiness comes from yourself. When your mind is quiet and peaceful, happiness ensues by itself. No searching. Trying to make your life very simple. Forget about the complications. The simpler your life, the happier you become. Never judge by appearances. Appearances come and go. But you are forever. Therefore, if you judge by experiences or appearances, you can be keeping yourself earthbound. And you have to repeat the experience again and again and again. Accept everything with love and peace in your heart. Never believe someone can hurt you or wants to hurt you. You are a wonderful person just the way you are. just where you are right now. When you begin to think about it, it goes away. And it feels so wonderful. Because you're thinking. The thoughts will bring up everything. Thoughts will bring up things of the past that you forgot. They'll bring up worries of the future. Do not allow yourself to go along with these things. Drop them as soon as they come. Have patience. And expect nothing. You have everything if you accept nothing. Always go back to yourself. Whatever happens, go back to yourself. Try to understand that you give birth to the situation. It is you who gives birth to the situation. There'd be no predicament in no situation without you. As when you're asleep. When you're in deep sleep, nothing is happening. You're finished with the world. You have no problems, but you're dead. You're in deep sleep. Yet you still exist and the world goes on. You can't deny that you don't exist. If you're not worried about anything anymore, when you're deep sleep, you're not worried about your finances or your health, or your neighbors or people or anything. Yet when you awake in the morning, you say, I slept well. So everyone wants to go to sleep. You ever notice when you think you have so many problems, you want to take a nap and want to go to sleep, get away from everything? But where's everything gone? It's still here, but you're gone for a while. This is how realization is. Same thing. Except you're not asleep, you're awake. And you feel happy all the time. When you awaken in the morning, be sure to remember that this is a dream that you've been playing with, what you're saying right now. It's a dream. The mind has gone from the heart to the brain. And the isolate becomes active. For as soon as you're awake, you begin to say, I feel this, I need this, I have to do this. I'm hungry, I'm late for work, I have to get dressed. The isolate has been activated. They find you in the eye business. So what you should do is to catch yourself. That's the time when you really catch yourself in the morning when you first wake up. Become aware of what we're talking about tonight. Catch yourself totally, completely. By catching yourself, I mean become aware of the I thought. Become aware of what you're doing. you're saying, I need this, I need that. Ask yourself, where does I come from all of a sudden? Who is this I? Who does it belong to? Who gave it birth? Is the I really me? Am I the I? If I'm able to think about it, I must not be the I. Who am I? If I'm the other side, then who am I? Never answer that question. Just pose it to yourself. If you begin to practice this, you'll find that you're becoming happier and happier every morning when you get up. You'll find that you're feeling better. Things are bothering you, you have more peace of mind. Just by doing this. Catching yourself in the morning. But have patience. Have mercy on yourself. Never believe you're not making any progress. For you can never judge yourself. Remove all the obstacles by denying them all. Have patience. Remember, I'm in the incarnation that's taking you to be here. Where you are now. Have patience. Surrender your stuff to yourself. Surrender all of your fears, all your frustrations, all your activities to yourself. Give your life to yourself entirely, completely. Stop trying to make things happen by yourself. Your life has been totally planned before you came to this birth. Never forget this, always remember this. Your life is preordained, predestined. Everything that's supposed to happen will happen no matter how you try to stop it. And what's not supposed to happen will not happen no matter how much you try to make it happen. So why worry about anything? Why be disturbed by anything? Everything has been planned for you. Your job is not to react to anything that happens. It's how you become free and liberated. In other words, when I say that everything's been ordained for you, planned for you, it doesn't mean suffering. Suffering which you bring to yourself by misinterpretation. Keep your head in the clouds. see the world as an illusion, a dream. Feel the sounds within yourself. Feel it. You have not come here to listen to a lecture. Or listen to the talk. You come here to be yourself. Who are you? Where are you? Where did you come from? Are you the body of your experiences? Ask yourself these questions every morning when you get up. But have patience. They will come when you will awaken to the truth. And you'll be free, liberated. The day is now. Right this moment, now. Now is the time. There's no other time but now. But how do you feel about that? Do you feel human? Limited? Fragile? Do you feel as if you have to manipulate others? Play mind games with people? Get your own way. No, there's only one I, one self. And you are that. Therefore, whatever you're doing all day, you're doing it to yourself. There's no one else to do it to but yourself. Have love in your heart. And you'll see love everywhere. with the sitting itself. Learn to be still. Those of you who are sitting here waiting for me to say something profound, I'm doing the wrong thing. The reality is within you. You're the reality, not me. Don't look at me for anything, you've got it all. It's all yours. And all is well. Peace. Feel free to ask questions. Everybody's chicken. Don't ask any questions. Okay, I'll ask myself a question. Robert, what are you doing here? I don't know. I just woke up one morning and found myself here. Clear the brave man. Because the eye doesn't know anything. The eye doesn't know a thing. The eye is mental. It knows absolutely nothing.
But aren't you speaking from a different place?
No.
I mean, tonight the whole speaking is coming from the eye?
All the speaking is always coming from the eye. Talk is cheap.
Why are you doing
this? I don't know. If you come here, I can't let you sit here by yourself.
I had four questions and I hold them open and I left them all on purpose.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. 100 years from now, I won't care, nobody will care, I won't care now.
Yeah, four questions of them home.
Yeah,
a good place to be home. Turn them up and throw them away.
is the reason why a lot of us don't experience happiness with the peace that you experience, because we're trying to put a hold on reality all the time, like having a reason for being here, or you know, what's going to happen tomorrow. Like, the mind is always working at holding on to reality, it seems. So there's no space left for joy or peace.
Indeed. Yes. So stop doing that. When you're thinking, there cannot be peace. No matter what you're thinking about, even if you're thinking about good things, as long as there's thoughts, you cannot have peace. Because thoughts themselves are confusion. All thoughts must go. Good thoughts, bad thoughts, all thoughts.
So can you speak without thinking?
Yes.
Is that what you were doing tonight?
No.
Were you thinking before you spoke?
No. No.
So you were, so you're speaking without thinking?
No.
Can you explain yourself?
No.
Is this the cosmic joke?
Yes. The joke's on you.
Apparently.
They don't want to think, they don't want not to think. Thinking and not thinking are two sides of the same coin. Whether you go beyond not thinking or thinking. If we're not thinking, you're thinking that you're not thinking, aren't you? If you're not thinking, then you're thinking that you're not thinking.
If I'm not thinking, I'm...
Then you're thinking that you're not thinking.
If I'm thinking, I'm not thinking.
So you're thinking.
That's not necessarily
so. Yes, because if you really weren't thinking, there'd be nobody to say anything, or to think anything. You wouldn't know that you're not doing it. You wouldn't know you were not thinking if you were not thinking.
So when my mind goes blank, that's a good sign.
When mind goes back, when you transcend thinking, nothing, that's a good sign.
Ed, would you explain this to me?
Better left it unsaid.
Sneaky way to get out of that.
When you're not thinking, and you know you're not thinking, it's because you're thinking about it.
It's when I'm not thinking and I don't know that I'm not thinking.
That's it.
It's kind of like if I'm driving in the car, say on a long trip, and then all of a sudden I look around, I notice, my God, did I pass, you know, such and such a place? There's like an absence of awareness.
Yes.
For a period of time.
That's good. It's like when you're walking in the street and you go up a curb and down a curb, you don't think about the curb. You automatically step up on the curb when you cross the street. You don't think, I stepped on the curb, now I'm sitting down from the curb. You don't think about that, you just do it automatically.
It's just the doing, not being aware of what you were doing.
Indeed. Yes. Anybody would like to read something for us? Sean. And Weirdo's going to read something for us today.